Hello, is this Todd?
Hi, this is him.
Hello, I'm Marcella from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Would you be interested in answering a couple of questions?
Sure, why not?
Okay, first of all, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, I'm not driving.
Okay.
I'm outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And in which county, California, do you currently live in?
Kern.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And could you please tell me your zip code?
93301.
93301. And now just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample in California voters. In what year
mm-hmm.
were you born?
92.
92. Thank you. And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race?
Primarily white, but also Israeli.
Would you say you're mixed?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
I graduated from high school, but I have 6 months culinary in college.
Would you say you have a bachelor's?
No, I would say I'm certified to work in restaurants.
I could label it as.
You can put
the
it
options
high
are.
School.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And moving on, if the elections for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
It would depend on what they're running on, but more than likely Democrat.
Would you say you lean on Democrat then?
I would say I'm more left on most issues, yeah.
Okay. And now I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. And for each, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. And if you don't know who they are or you don't have an opinion on them, you can let me know that as well. So the first one is Rudy Salas.
I know of him. I don't know anything that he runs on.
You would say no opinion?
Yeah, no opinion. The majority of these are going to be no opinion, because I haven't really, yeah, but go on, sorry.
Okay. What about David Baladeo?
No opinion.
Kamala Harris?
Somewhat know who she is.
Would it be favorable or unfavorable?
Overall favorable, but on some issues unfavorable. But yeah, overall
okay.
Favorable.
Joe Biden?
Again, mostly favorable, some issues non, but yeah, mostly favorable.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Not so much, no.
Unfavorable then?
Yeah, unfavorable, sorry.
Okay. Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on those issues, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. So I'm going to read them for you and let me know which ones you think are the most important. The options are Social Security and Medicare, healthcare, abortion, the cost of mortgage or rent, inflation or the cost of living, border security, taxes, protecting democracy, or none of them.
Out of the options, they're all kind of important, but protecting democracy would be the most. Right after that would be abortions because, you know, body autonomy, not my body, not my choice. Immediately
okay.
After that would be, oh, don't need an order. Okay, sorry.
No, that's okay. Thank you. Next, we have thinking ahead of the elections this November on a scale from 1 to 10 with 1 meeting, not at all. Interested
mm-hmm.
and 10 meaning very interested. Please tell me how interested you are in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices.
Well, I'm going to be voting, I would say, about a 7.
7? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
and if the elections for president were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Jill Stein, Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent?
No. There's only two real options, and it would be Joe Biden out of the two.
Okay. And if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican?
Oh, Kamala.
Okay. And would you vote for him definitely or lean for her? Sorry.
I would definitely vote for Kamala out of those two options.
Okay. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Adam Schiff, Democrat, and Steve Garvey, Republican?
I haven't heard of the Republican, or let me rephrase, I don't know what his stance is on most things, so I would have to go Schiff.
Lean or vote?
Vote for Schiff. Sorry.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Baladeo as a Republican?
As I don't know what either one of their voting on, I would skip that one because I don't know what they're running on.
I could choose hard undecided. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And next, I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David. And after I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for him or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference. So for each statement, the options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference. Okay, the first one says, American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, he is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. What would you say about...
Indifferent. I would need more information on how he plans on doing it.
No difference?
No difference.
Okay. As a dairy farmer himself, David understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. This is why David supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband and internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas.
Indifferent.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Thousands of Californians struggle with water shortage and droughts every year. This is why David worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state.
Again, indifferent.
Okay. And the next one says, it's okay. David is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, David secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and improve local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment.
That one would be slightly more likely.
Okay, somewhat more likely, okay.
Yes, somewhat more likely, sorry.
The next one says, David is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, and working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, David is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions.
Indifferent.
Okay. The next one says, David has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. He has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay rises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family childcare and schools, and support for military members buying a home.
I support troops, but I'm indifferent on that one as well.
Okay, and the last one says, David is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, David went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dreams of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reduce their red tape to buy a home.
Again, indifferent on that one as well.
That's okay. Thank you. And now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David?
Neither. Yeah,
you could say no opinion. It's okay.
Yeah, no opinion.
Okay. Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David as a Republican?
If I had to vote on just the letter of their name, I wouldn't vote. Neither, if I had to choose.
You could lean for one of them, or you could choose hard undecided?
That would be hard undecided, because at that point, we've only talked about David Valadao. I haven't said anything about Salas yet.
Yeah, that's okay. And thinking about something else, from which one of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? So the options are TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, X, known as Twitter, newspaper, Google, national network like news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, cable news, digital websites, YouTube, Instagram.
Am I only able to choose one?
You can choose up to three of them.
Okay, so news websites, Reddit if it's there, and YouTube on out of those three.
You said YouTube,
websites, yeah, news websites, and Reddit if it's there.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you. And which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? The options are only use satellite, only use cable, only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar. You use both cable and satellite and online streaming, or you only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, or NBC?
Only online streaming.
Okay. And now I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. So do you own a home or do you rent it? You live with parents or relatives? Someone else pays? Okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
On most issues, I would say lightly liberal.
Liberal? Somewhat liberal then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I voted Biden.
Okay. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Are they low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Whatever 28,000 is, I don't know. I make less than that. So probably low income.
Low income? Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
And does anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
Not in my house directly, no.
Okay. And then that's it for the survey then. Thank you so much for participating, and I hope you have a great day. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.